Today, Shir Masechta Pesachim, Daf Pei Hey, we will begin on Daf Pei Dalet Amud Beis, six lines from the bottom, Itmar. Itmar, Evish Ein Lov Kazayis V'Makam Zeh, if we have a limb of the Korban Pesach that does not have a Kazayis of meat at the spot where it's being broken, which as we discussed extensively in our previous year, the Isser, that the Torah HaKadoshah says, V'etzem Lo'Sish Barabai, that one may not break a bone of the Korban Pesach. V'yeshalov kazayis basar makam acher, but there is a kazayis basar on another spat of this bone. Rabbi Yochanan Amar yesh bo mishum shviras etzem. Rabbi Yochanan holds that it's still subject to the halacha that you may not break the bone of a Korban Pesach. Shimon ben Lakish Amar ein bo mishum shviras etzem. It's not subject to that halacha. And Tosfos, the very Maskil Itmar, actually says that the Machloikis of Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish is really connected to the opinion that we discussed quite extensively in our previous year, and that is the question that Rebbe said that the halacha is that if something is not edible, a carbon that's not edible, it's not subject to the halachas of Shviras Etzem. And in the previous shir, one of the explanations was, what is the, if the yesh by shir achila, if it has the shir of eating, yesh by mishum Shviras Etzem, ain by shir achila, ain by mishum Shviras Etzem. And now the question was, when that was stated, does it mean that it has to have the shir achila at the spot where it's broken? And if that's the case, then we could understand that Reish Lakish, when he says you're not chayiv, because it doesn't have it on the actual spot where we're breaking the bone, or do we follow where that as long as this aver has a shear, it doesn't make a difference if it has it on this spot or not? Ask the Gemara, ask Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, Esay Rabbi Yochanan Shem Ben Lakish, the Torah Kedosh says. And we learn from there, Echet etzim sheyesh loy kazayis basar, vechet etzim she'en alav kazayis basar. Now the question is, asking my mind, ain't alav kazayis basar. If you're going to suggest that the definition means, ain't alav kazayis basar klal, that it doesn't have any basar on it at all, amay yesh boi mishum shviris etzim, how can we suggest that it's subject to halach of shviris etzim, elav hachakamer, how must we understand that b'raisa? Echad etzim sheyesh lo kazayis b'makom zeh, if it has a kazayis basar in this spot, v'echad she'en alav kazayis b'makom zeh, but if it doesn't have a kazayis in the spot where we are breaking it, however, v'yesh lo kazayis b'makom acher, so it's still subject to shviras etzim, which this would obviously be a question on the opinion of Reish Lakish, who says that if you don't break it at the spot where it has a kazayis basar, you're potter. Amalei, so says Reish Lakish to Rabbi Yochanan Loi. That's not the way to understand the Braisa. Hachikamer. Rather, the way to understand the Braisa is Echad etzim sheyesh lo kazayis basar mechutz, even if whether it has a kazayis basar on the outside of the bone, v'echad etzim she'en alav kazayis basar mechutz, or whether there is no kazayis basar on the outside of the bone. However, v'yesh lo kazayis basar b'fnim, but it has a kazayis basar in the bone. Going back to what we discussed earlier in the perek, the halachas of the marrow in the bone, if at the spot where we're breaking it, there's a kazayis basar, even though it's basar that's inside the bone, b'makom shvira, if it's b'makom shvira, you chay for the lav. And what we're learning is that even, the chiddush is, that even on a bone that has marrow, the halach is there's an issa of breaking the bone, even though I would say the issa shouldn't exist, because as we're going to learn now, I want to be able to eat from this carbon, and the only way I can be able to eat from this carbon, get to the marrow of this carbon, is by breaking the bone, and therefore we would think that maybe it shouldn't be asur. That's the chiddush, that it's still there's still asur. A bone that has no marrow, there's no question, because if it has no marrow, there's no point in breaking it. And as long as it has basar on it, you will be chayif. Ask the Gemara that, and now the Gemara goes into discussion of Tanya here is a raya. The Tanya is a raya that even though this bone has marrow in it, and we would therefore think that because of the rule that we have throughout Shas of Esei Doichel Lesesei, that the mitzvah say of eating the Korban Pesach should be doicha the loisa say of not being allowed to break a bone. Here the Brisa says that you're still not allowed to break such a bone. Because the Torah says, quotes the Gemara Brisa, v'etzem lo sishbe boi, echer etzem sheish b'mayach, whether the bone has marrow on it, in it, v'echer etzem sheim b'mayach, whether there is no marrow in the bone, you're not allowed to break the bone. Umani mekayim, Ida Torah Gdosha says, v'ochlas abos b'layla zeh, doesn't that seem to indicate that we have to eat all of the meat? And here we're excluding the marrow. Says the Gemara, what the pasuk means is, basar shal gavi etzem. It's talking about the bone on the meat. So Rashi, Divrei Maskul Ma, asks a question. Why would we think that the Torah only speaks about bone that's on top of the meat? Why don't we say that the Torah is speaking about bone that's in the meat? But as we discussed in our previous shiur, there are ways of getting to marrow in the bone without breaking the bone. You could make a hole with a fire. So Rashi answers that it's difficult to believe that when the Torah says that we have to eat the marrow, it should only be eaten in a way that we have to take a difficult procedure to extract the marrow. And moreover, as we discussed in our shiur in our previous shiur, when you're taking that type of an approach, you're really taking a risk that you're going to break the bone. So it's difficult to assume that if the Torah wanted us to eat that meat, that should be the way the Torah wants us to eat it. Maybe it means that the Torah means that we're even allowed to eat the marrow. What do we do with that pasuk? We'll say that pasuk is speaking about a bone which has no marrow. But indeed, maybe if it has marrow, the halacha would be you would break the bone. And why would we assume that should be the halacha? Because we have a rule throughout Shas, the halacha is that essay is doichel loisasei. So Taisus the Ramasco Kishuhu asks a question. He says that yes, throughout Shasta is a very important rule of Essay Doichel Loisasei, but we only apply that rule when the Essay and the Doichel and the Loisasei are happening at the same time. For example, one of the examples that we always speak about when we say Essay Doichel Loisasei is somebody's a lot of weird tzitzis that having them klayim. So the Essay, the mitzvah say of wearing tzitzis, comes at the same time that I'm doing the loisa say of wearing klayim. Here, they don't come at the same time. First, you do the loisa say, you break the bone, and then only afterwards, you eat the marrow. That isn't where we apply the rule of essay doicha loisa say. So Taisus doesn't answer that question, but there's a pischei Taisus in Masechta Zvachim, Daf Tzadik Zayin, that says that even though normally to apply Eser Doicha Loisasei, they have to be simultaneous, if the only way to fulfill the Asei is to be Doicha the Loisasei, even if it's not happening at the same time, we still apply the halacha of Eser Doicha Loisasei. The Rashba has a whole different approach to the Gemara. He says, when our Gemara says essay doicha loisasei, it doesn't mean essay doicha loisasei in the classical traditional sense of how we apply that concept. Because, as we just said, essay doicha loisasei can't happen here because it's not happening at the same time. What the Gemara means to say, says the Rashba, is that on one hand we know that the Torah says we're not allowed to break any bone of the Korban Pesach. On the other hand, the Torah says that We have to eat all of the Karban Pesach. How do we reconcile all of these obligations? So says the Rashba, the Gemara is suggesting there's a way of being able to reconcile everything. And that is by saying, I should eat all the meat, even the marrow. I'll say that Etzem Lai Sish Rubai is referring to the bone that has no meat. But not that the Gemara actually means to apply the concept of Esa Doichalai Sasei. And Tosfos asked the question, which we quoted from Rashi a moment ago, that why do we only say Esa Doichalai Sasei when we have no option? We don't like to necessarily apply that rule. So why over here don't we say that we don't have to break the bone with marrow to get out the marrow? We could just burn it and like that get out the marrow. And when we know, says Tosfos, that when Efshir Lakayim Shneim, whenever we could fulfill both the essay and Lois essay, we don't do anything different. So Tosfos is going back to yesterday's shir, that Rava said that we have to be concerned that if we're going to use a coal to extract that marrow, it's going to burn the marrow. And when we burn the marrow, we will be actively destroying part of the carbon, which we know we're never allowed to destroy part of a carbon. And that's why that isn't an option. The Shagas Arya says, from our Gemara we could see that when the Torah says V'ochlu es abosor, that you have to eat the meat of the Karban Pesach, what the Torah means to teach us is that there's a din to eat every piece of meat, every drop of the Karban Pesach. Because if the Torah, when it said V'ochlu es abosor, says the Shagas Arya, did not mean that you have to eat every drop of the Karban Pesach, so then there's plenty of Karban Pesach without the marrow. And therefore, why would I want to even consider doing an Isser to being able to eat from the Karban Pesach, which will cost me a lav of Etzem Loisish Rabbi, eat some other meat? The Miches Chinuch disagrees. The Miches Chinuch in Mitzvah Kuf Lam Dalid, Ois Beis, disagrees. He says that there's an obligation for every member of the group to eat a kazayis basar of the carbon. But there's a different concern here. He says that there's an isser not to let the carbon become nicer. And if we're going to not eat the marrow, then the marrow, which is meat, will obviously become nicer. The fact that the Gemara, that's what the Gemara is focused about. Rabbi Kivega asks a question, why do we want to apply Esa Doichalai Sasei? Why don't we ask an Akum or a Katan to break the bone? They have no lav of Etzem Loisish Barboi. The child is a Katan. A Goy doesn't have the Isser of Etzem Loisish Barboi. And then we'll be able to eat the marrow. So Rabbi Kivega says that the Gemara's discussion here is in a situation where there is no Nochri or Katan available. And now the Gemara's question is, what should I do? Rabbi Chanan has a different answer. He says, though, if the halacha is going to be that you're not allowed to break a bone, included in the isser of not breaking the bone, says Rabbi Chanan, is that we have to make sure that a bone doesn't get broken. So it's not just enough that I, the gadol, don't break the bone. I, as a gadol, have an obligation to make sure that the Karban Pesach remains intact and that nobody breaks the bone of the Karban Pesach. So if I go and then ask a katan or a nachri to break a bone, I'm violating Vetzim Loisish Barboi, even though I didn't physically break the bone. So Nada Gemara had suggested that because of Esei Doichalai Sasei, we should be allowed to break a marrow bone to get out the marrow of the Karban Pesach. Kishoimer, says the Braisa, but the Pasuk says, by Pesach Sheni, Vetzim Loisish Barboi Pesach Sheni, which says the Braisa Shein Tamaloima. There's really no reason for the Torah to quote that Pasuk, to say that. Sheikh Namar, doesn't the Torah say regarding Pesach Sheni, Kechol Chukas HaPesach Yasoi Soi, that the current Pesach Sheni should be completely done as the Pesach Rishon? Ma Hava Oimer, what's the Pasuk repeating this Isser of breaking a bone? The teacher's Echad Etzim Sheish Be'mayach, Vechad Etzim Sheim Be'mayach, all bones may not be broken. So now we're learning that the din of eating the carbon, of eating all of the meat of the carbon, only applies to the meat on the bone, not the meat in the bone. Rish Lakish began our shir that said that an aver that doesn't have a kezayis basar where you're breaking it, there is no iser shviras etzim, even though this aver has basar elsewhere, kezayis basar elsewhere. Ask the Gemara, we're going to learn in the Mishnah on Amud Beis, the Mishnah teaches us, aver sheyatza miktsasai, a part of this aver went out of Yerushalayim. So if the Karban Pesach is taken out of Yerushalayim, you may not eat from that Karban Pesach. So now this part of the aver that went out of Yerushalayim, so we have to separate it from the rest of the Karban Pesach, which remains inside. But we have a problem. We can't just break the bone and separate the part that's outside of Yerushalayim, because as we're learning, there's an issur to break the bone. So the halacha is, chaytech, you should cut ad makom shemagia la'atzim. You should keep on cutting until you get to a spot that you separate where the bone ends, and then koilef, and then scrape off from that the basar that was inside ad shemagia la'parek, until you get to the spot, to the joint where this bone is connected for chaytech, and there you could cut, and that whole bone and whatever else was outside your shlaim should be disposed. Now, ask the Gemara, the Amrit, if Rish Lakish is correct, that Eva shein alav kezayis b'makom zeh, v'yesh alav b'makom acher, if there's no kezayis on one spot, but there's kezayis b'osor on another spot, ein b'mishim shviras etzem, there is no issur shviras etzem, ask the Gemara, lo mali the koil of atchem egil l'parek v'chaytech, why does the Mishnah say that we have to keep on scraping until we get to the bone, to the joint, nikol ve'purte, just let's scrape off meat at the spot where it was taken out of Yerushalayim. If at that spot where it was taken out of Yerushalayim, there is no kezayis of meat on that spot now, according to Rish Lakish, if there's no kezayis of meat on that spot, there won't be iser shviras etzem. And we don't have to go through this entire procedure that the Mishnah teaches us, just scrape that the spot where I want to break the bone, there shouldn't be a kezayis basar. So in Michas Chinuch, based on this Gemara says, from here we see that the iser of shviras etzem is only at a time when there's a kezayis basar at the time that I want to break the bone. And if there isn't, even though there was previously a kezayis basar on that spot, according to Rish Lakish, if right now there is no kezayis basar, and this halacha would apply actually according to Rabbi Yochanan as well, because Rabbi Yochanan agrees that if the aver doesn't have a kezayis basar at all, Rabbi Yochanan will agree that there's no problem of shviras etzem. And therefore the Gemara is saying, the time that we look at it is at the time when we want to break the bone. Answers the Gemara, Abaye Amar, yes, technically it would be permitted to do so, just scrape, according to Rish Lakish, the spot where we want to break. But Chazal were concerned, Mishum Paka, they're concerned that we're going to want to break the bone just at that spot where there is no meat. It may come to break the bone in its length, even in the place where there is still meat. Rav Amar, Rav says, technically you're allowed to do it, but the reason the Mishnah here is speaking about the kulis, the thigh bone, that has in it marrow, and as we're learning, even if you scrape off the meat, but because there's a kezayis basar in the bone, as we said earlier in our shir, the iser of etzem le'sizhu rabbi applies even to the bone that has marrow, and now there's meat here because of the meat inside, and therefore the Mishnah on Amud Beis cannot offer this as an option what to do in this case. Tanan Hasam. We're going to learn a Mishnah later in our Masechta, Daf Kuf Chof Amud Beis. Ha Pigel, a carbon that got became possible because of Machshevas Pigel, Va Noiser, carbon that was left over, Va Metamen Sidaim, or Metamen the Yadaim of anybody that touches it. As the Rishonim point out, Midaraisa, there really is no concept of something that is only Metamen Sidaim. Midaraisa, Either you're tamei or you're not tamei. But this is a chiddush in our Gemara that, and we have this in other areas of Hilchos Tumah v'Tahara, that only the Yadayim will become tamei. Rav Huna Rav Chisda now explain why Chazal made this gezera. Charamer nechash de kuna. Chazal were concerned about kahanim that will somebody will bring a carbon, and you're going to have the kohen who is offering that carbon on behalf of that person, and he will deliberately make it into pigel. So then, because he has an issue with the person who brought that carbon. So Chazal said that you're going to make the carbon pigel, and therefore you're going to become tamei, and that will prevent him from doing so. So the Shalom Eshev asks that what will the kohen accomplish because he wants to hurt this person who brought the carbon by making his carbon pigel? He'll have to repay him for having made his carbon pigel, because there's a machloikus throughout the Masechet Bava Kama of hezek she'ed nikur shmei hezek. A hezek that's not noticeable. When a carbon becomes pigel, it's in the category of hezek shen nikur. It's a serious damage, because this person is going to have to bring another carbon, but you really can't see the damage on the carbon. And there's a question of hezek shen nikur shmei hezek or ain't shmei hezek. So if you're going to say that hezek shen nikur shmei hezek, he's not going to gain anything by making someone else's carbon. So the Shalom Eshev says that even if you hold Hezek Shein Nikar Eloi Shmei Hezek, if the person did it deliberately, everybody agrees that it's Shmei Hezek. And therefore, why would a person do so? So he says, that's why when you look in the Rashbam, on that Gemara, on that Kuf Chof Aleph, he says, Gozru Chacham Tuma, Shlo Yifaglu Barotz and Lahafsa the Sabalim, they're going to do it B'mezit. But with Yoimru, says the Rashbam, that they did it b'shoigig, and the yomer shoigigim hayinu. So the person is going to, the kohen really did it deliberately, but he's going to say he did it b'shoigig. By saying he did it b'shoigig, he won't have to pay, and he will have damaged the person on whose behalf the carbon he brought. So Tosfos Divrei Maskil Mishum asked the obvious question. He says, if we're referring here to a person who's going to make someone else's carbon pigel b'mezid, are we going, so this person is, what's going to deter him is tuma, by telling him, well, you should know, if you're going to touch that carbon, it's going to become tamei. So we're talking about a person, obviously, who's not a very religious or scrupulous person. So Taisa says that even though the kahanim that we're discussing in this Gemara were obviously not very scrupulous, they make somebody else's carbon pigel, but in the world that they lived in, they were extremely sensitive to Hilchos Tumah v'Tahara. And since they were so sensitive to Hilchos Tumah v'Tahara, they're more worried about Tumah Tahara than they are about Pigel. Rabbeinu Chananel has a different pshat, that he says, Chazal were concerned that Kohanim that touch Pigel, really, they're not going to make something Pigel deliberately. But if there's a carbon that became Pigel, they're going to maybe come to eat that carbon. And the way to make sure that a kohen doesn't eat the carbon, which is pigel, is by making it tumah. And by making it tumah, that's why we'll be confident that they'll never come to eat it. Dar Sameach has a different explanation in Chasdei Kuhuna, that we're talking about a kohen that made a carbon into pigel b'shoigig. It happened b'shoigig. But they're concerned that if the owner of the carbon becomes aware that the carbon is pigel, the owner will be very upset at him for making his carbon pigel. So what these people would do is, in order to solve that problem, they would turn the carbon into noiser. And like that, they would be able to say they're burning it because it's noiser. But by Chazal making it into pigel, they'll have to burn it, by Chazal making pigel into tuma, they'll have to burn it immediately, and that's how the truth will come out that it's tamei. V'char Amar, and the other man, Amar, said that the reason Chazal said that anybody who touched pigel his hands are tamei, nei atzlei kohanim. We're concerned about pig, that they're going to be take their time in eating the carbon and it'll become nicer. Mar masnei pigel. So says the Gemara, these two explanations that we learned about chazdei kohuna and atzlei kohuna really aren't disagreeing. Man de masnei pigel, the one that said that pigel is tamei, so his explanation is mishum chazdei kohuna, as we explained. Man de masnei nicer, there we're going to say as mishum atzlei kohuna. So we learned atzlei kohuna that we are concerned that the person is going to leave nicer deliberately and come to and which we don't want, and therefore they made nicer tummy. Dar Sameach has a different pshat. He says nicer people, the kahanim may accumulate nicer, wait to accumulate this amount of nicer and then burn all of it, but we don't want any nicer remaining around, and that's why Chazal said it becomes tummy, and that's why they'll burn it immediately. Ma masne, says the Gemara. When we now learned that Chazal said the pigel and noiser are metama, one man the amr, either Rav Huna or Rav Chisda holds that the shear is kezayis, or ma masne, and there's other man the amr that says that the shear is kebeya. And the Gemara explains the basis of this machlokes. Man the masne kezayis, the man the amr that says it's kezayis, ki suroi, the shear iser achila, pigel or noiser, is a kezayis, and therefore this tumah by kezayis. Man da masni kebeya, and the man dam that says that the shear is kebeya, because as we've learned, the shear tumah always of oichlin is at least a kebeya. Ibailhu. So now they ask the following question. Yoitse, if a carbon was taken out from where it may be, gozru rabbanan tumah oiloi, did Chazal make that carbon also becomes the Chazal? Make a rule that carbon also becomes tamei or not. Mi amrinen, do we say noiser the gozer tama? Noiser, as we just learned, Chazal said is tamei dasil et sulebei, because we're concerned that people are going to let the carbon become noiser. So a way to prevent from the carbon becoming noiser is saying, well, if you're going to have noiser and you're going to touch it, you're going to become tamei. Ava yoytzi afuk biyadayim loy mafkalei. Nobody deliberately takes out a carbon from the place where it may be. Loy gozer by rabbanon. So Chazal did not see a reason to make loy gozer by rabbanon tuma. Chazal did not see a reason to make exer of tuma. Idum loy shna. Chazal, under all circumstances, felt that maybe here too we should make exer. And again, because by noiser, you don't have to do anything active to make it into noiser. However, by yotzi, you have to actively take the carbon outside from where it's allowed to be, and that's why it's less of a concern. Tashma. So Gemara wants to bring again a raya from the Mishnah that we're going to learn on Amud Beis. The Mishnah says, Eva shiyotzi miktsasai. If you have an Eva, the part of it went out of Yerushalayim. So we learned, what should you do? Chaytach ad shemagia le'etzem, v'koylof ad shemagia le'perek. Says the Gemara, I amrit. If we're going to say the Gozbe Rabbanan Tumah, the Chazal said that any Aver that went out from where it's allowed to be becomes all Tameh, shouldn't just breaking it the way the Mishnah describes we should break it, should not be satisfactory. Ki Chotechle Mayhavi, Metamele, one part of the Aver is Metamele, the other part of the Aver. Answers the Gemara, Tumas Darimhi, the place where it's connected is under the skin. And since it's considered under the skin, that throughout Shas is considered Tumas Torim. And Tumas Torim is not Metama, because something that's only touching that way, the halacha doesn't view as if it's touching. However, ask the Gemara, Ulravina the Omar. Ravina Mesech the Chulun Daf Ayin Gimel Amar Aleph teaches us. The Chibura Oichlim Lav Chibuhu. If you have two parts of a food connected, the halacha, if that food is going to be separated, it's not going to be, the halacha doesn't look at it as one piece. So command the mirfasi b'ami, so that halacha looks at it as these two parts are already separated. If they're already separated, then that's what, when they're connected, it's not really based on starim, because it's two separate pieces that happen to be touching on it. My ikalameimer, how will you answer the question that we just asked? Hakanagibadadi, these two parts are touching each other, become a tama, and therefore there should be a problem of tama, says the Gemara. Elamanda Masni Kazayis, we're going to have to explain, says the Gemara, the Mishnah on Amud Beis, the coin to Mandama, the Shear of Tumah is by Kazayis. The here we're talking about the Lesbe Kazayis. And if there's no Kazayis, there's no Tumah. Or Manda Masni Kabeya, and the Mandama that says that the Shear is a Kabeya, we'll have to explain that that Mishnah is talking about a situation, the Lesbe Kabeya, and therefore, even if they're Geyser, Tumah, and Yaitza, here we don't have enough to be Metama. Says the Gemara, Toshma, the Brisa says, Hamaitze Pesach, Masa Pesach, as we're going to be discussing extensively, the halach is that Korban Pesach has to be eaten in a chabura, and the halach is it can't be taken from one chabura to another chabura. It says the Brisa, Hamaitze Besar Pesach mechabura lechabura, if you take it out from one group to another group, Afa Pishu Beloisa say, even though it's also to do so, because the Torah says, "Vebeis echod yochel loy soitzi menabayis menabasa chutza." The halach is the carbon is still tar. My laugh, tar. It's tar v'asa bachila. So we see the hayotz mechabura lechabura ki yotze chutz mechitzas sedame. Just like you're not allowed to take it out of the house, you're also not allowed out of Yushalayim. You're not allowed to take it from one chabura chabura umifso. And that's why it becomes disqualified. Vafilahachi, yet that Brisa clearly teaches us that the carbon remains tar. Alma, so we see that when we have a situation of Yotze, loy gazru rabbanan tuma, says the loy. What it means is tar umutter. The Yotze mechabur lechabur, lavki Yotze lechutz medami, when something's taken from one group to another group, is not to be compared when it's taken out of Yerushalayim, and therefore that isn't considered Yotze and Veloy Mifso, and that's why it doesn't become Tamei. But we don't have an answer yet to our question, if it was taken out entirely, what would be the halacha? Ask the Gemara. V'oktani Sefer, but that Braisa continues to teach us, Ha'ichle Ha'reza Loisa say, that somebody eats from that carbon Pesach, that was taken mechabura chabura, he's over a loisa say. So we see that it is full-fledged considered yotze. And even though it's fully considered yotze, the halacha is that it's not tame. So says the Gemara, Bishlam Mandam Kabeya, according to Mandam, it says that even if we're goyza tuma, the shear of tuma, that halacha only applies when you have a kabeya. So we'll say that this brisa about yotze mechabura mechabura is referring to a situation, this by kazayis, there's a kazayis there, v'loy, less by kabeya. So could the usur of yotze because of the sheer kazayis, but the tumma isn't here because there isn't a kabeya. El mandam kazayis, according to mandam that says that even for tumma the shear is a kazayis. And there must be a kazayis here. Because if there isn't a kazayis here, you wouldn't have any isser. You never have an isser when you have less than a kazayis. So my klamemer, isn't this a compelling proof that that there is no tumma by yotze? Says the Gemara, by yotze, by Pesach lami baylon. By carbon Pesach, there is no question, the lagazar abanan tumma. There's no reason, as the Brisa just taught us, it's clear that by Karim Pesach it was taken out from where it's allowed to be. The Chazal did not make Tumah. My Tama, Bnei Chabura's reasoning, the people who join in a group to eat from the Karim Pesach are very careful to bring the Karim Pesach and eat the Karim Pesach properly. Or Mizah Zahiri Bey, Aki Kamei Boilon, our question is, Kiyotzabai B'Kotchim, by all other Kotchim, what would be the halacha? And the Gemara remains with a teiku. So Tosfos, of course, asked the question that we know throughout Shas that the Gemara says, Kahanim Zrizim Heim, that if anybody is a model of Zrizis, it's the Kahanim. So by all other Kabbonis, who would we be concerned about, Yotze, would be the Kahanim. So if our Gemara says that by a common Pesach, which is brought by Yisraelim, we could say we say Zrizim Reim, and we need not be concerned that they're going to take it out. Certainly, so should be the halacha by Kahanim. So he says that the way to understand the Gemara, only regarding halachas that are applicable to Korban Pesach, that's where we say it. But when we speak about the psul of Yotzei Mechabura, which is only by Korban Pesach, there, that means in general, Kahanim are more careful than Yisraelim. But when it comes to Korban Pesach, the special Korban, which comes once a year, there, the halacha is that Kahanim Zrizim Haim. Another teretz that the Mashal suggests, he says, of course Kahanim Zrizim Haim. And when we were concerned about Yotze, in our shir, we weren't speaking about Kahanim. Kahanim Zrizim Haim. And now the Gemara says, we're also not speaking about Korban Pesach, because again, when it comes to Korban Pesach, people are particularly careful. What we are speaking about is other Kachim Kalim, explains the Mashal, and the owners of Kachim Kalim. Kachim Kalim may be eaten by the owners. And now the question is, do they treat all Kabonis that way or not? The Gemara says, how do we know that indeed you're not allowed to take out the Korban Pesach, Mechabura l'chabura? Moitzi Pesach, Mechabura l'chabura, Minayin, how do we know that it's Osir? The Tanya, the Pasuk says, L'Soitzi Minabayis, Minabayis, Minabosu Chulutzah. Only Mibayis, Labayis. That you're not allowed to take the Korban Pesach from one home to another home. Mechabura l'chabura, from one group to another group, in that home, Minayin, how to know it's Osir? Tamaloy Mechutzah, Chutz l'chilosoy. You're not allowed to take it out, that you're not allowed to take it from one Chabura to another Chabura. Amar Rav Ami, to which Rav Ami comments, Hamoyse Basa Pesach Mechabura l'chabura, we just learned that there's an Isser to take it out Mechabura l'chabura. The Aloch is, you're not Chayiv at Shiniach, until you actually put a bound. Why? Because regarding this Isser, says the Gemara, says Rav Ami, the Torah used the words Hoytzah Ksibay, and therefore we treat it like Hoytzah on Shabbos, Kshabbos, Mas Shabbos, just like when we learned Masech the Shabbos, we learned that the Isser, you're not Chayiv for carrying on Shabbos, add the Ovid Akira Vahanocha, Avhochnami, you won't be Chayiv until you make an Akira Vahanocha. So the Tzlach points out that there's two separate rules here. As far as the Isser of Hoytzah, of carrying the Korban Pesach, there it doesn't apply until you actually did a Kir of Anocha. But as far as the Isser of eating the Korban, the Isser to eat the Korban happens as soon as you took it out, even though you didn't put it down. So the Meches Chinuch asks a question. If the Tzlach is correct, so then why will you ever be Chayiv for putting down this Korban Pesach? If it becomes possible the moment you took it out, so then the Korban that you're putting down is a Korban possible. And all these halachas, as we learned in yesterday's shir, only apply to a Korban kosher. So the Chazanish, because of that question, says that from here we see that this rule that only applies, yesterday we learned that Etzem Loisiz Rabbi only applies by Pesach kosher. But when we speak about the Isra of Hoytzah, it applies both to Kosher Korban Pesach and Apostle Korban Pesach. So we learned just now that just like we learned by Shabbos, from the beginning of Masechta Shabbos, when we spoke about the Isra of carrying in Shabbos, we learned that this is a Kir of Anochah. So too here, is the Isra of a Kir of Anochah. So the Fika Yam discusses, when we learned that to be chayiv for carrying in Shabbos, you need to have an akir v'anocha, there's a question. Is that does akir v'anocha define the malacha? Or do we understand akir v'anocha as conditions? The Torah says you won't be chayiv for carrying in Shabbos unless you did carrying with akir v'anocha. From this Gemara, says the Afikayam, we see that akir v'anocha is not just conditions that one has to fulfill to be mechayiv for the malacha. They're the definition of the malacha. The Meches Chinuch also asks, we learned in Masechta Shabbos, to be chayiv for malacha, tzaytzah, you have to put whatever you're carrying on a spot that's dalad, on a space that's dalad on dalad. Will that halacha apply here as well? So he says, it depends. Why by Shabbos you have to have makom dalad on dalad? If, as the Fikiyam just said, that defines the malacha, if there wasn't a hanocha on a makom dalad, it's not considered a ma'isa hitzah. So here too, you would have to have that you put down the Korn Pesach on a makom dalad al dalad. But if we say that it's just a condition in Hilchos Shabbos, because that's the way they carried in the Mishkan, but carrying doesn't by definition require a dalad al dalad, then here you wouldn't need a dalad al dalad. Masav Rabba Mamamo, the Mishnah Masech Tzvachim teaches us how Yisoyvim B'Moytis, the Kohanim who carried out the Parim and the Srofim would carry them out outside all three machnas where they had to be burnt. And the halacha is that whoever was involved in carrying out those Parim and the Srofim became Tameh, even his clothing had to be became Tameh. As the Pasuk says, Vasoyrif Oysom Yechabes Begodov. So says the Mishnah there, Harishonim Yotzeh Chutz L'Chaim Sazara, if the people who were carrying it on the pole walked out of the Azara, and the Achroinim Lo Yotzu, says the Mishnah, Halach is Harishonim Etam Begodim, the people in the front who are already outside of the Azara, their Begodim become Tameh. However, Achroinim Eim Etam Begodim. But ask the Gemara, if it's being carried out, and there too the halacha will be you have to have a hanacha for loinach, because the people in the front indeed may be outside of the azara, but they're still if the others are still inside, it hasn't come to rest, and we're saying that it's never considered haitzah unless there was a hanacha. Answers the Gemara, who most of love, who mefarakloi, that there it's talking about in the grorim, that the parim and the srofim weren't being carried, they were being schlepped on the ground. And therefore, every spot that they step on the ground, that they're already a ma'isa hitzah. So the people on the front are chayiv, and the people on the back are not chayiv. Aver says the Gemara of this Mishnah, we quoted already twice in our shir today. Aver shiyotz mektzosoi, part of the Aver went out of Yishlayim, and now that part becomes disqualified. The halach is, but you can't break the bone of a Korban Pesach, as we learned, choytech atchemegil atzem, cut until you get to the bone. Then koylef atchemegil aperik, take off the meat until you get to the joint. Or megdoshim, but that's specifically Korban Pesach, which is a din of etzem lo yishishbur boy. But all other korbanos, koytes bekupitz, you could break it with a meat cleaver with an axe, because by all other korbanos, ain by mishum shviras etzem, there's no din of shviras etzem. Now the question is, when we're talking about Yerushalayim, and as we're learning, we're not allowed to take the Korban Pesach out of Yerushalayim, the question is, where does that begin? Says the Gemara, Me'aga v'lefnim, when you have the doorway, the inner part of the doorway is considered, inside of the doorway is considered inside the city. Me'aga v'lechutz, the outer part is considered outside Yerushalayim. Hachalonis, the windows in the wall of Yerushalayim, the thickness of the wall, are all considered kalifnim, they're considered part of the city. Amr Yehuda Marav, says the Gemara, whatever we just learned regarding what is considered inside or outside, the same halacha applies to tefillah. That just like we said, if you're inside, it's considered like you're inside. If you're inside the city, you're inside. Outside, you're outside. The same thing will be the way Rashi learns, that if you have 9 people in the Beis HaKnesses, and the 10th person is standing in the door, if he's standing min agaf lefnim, we have a minyan, otherwise we don't. Says the Gemara, please, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, but this is in contrast to what Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi taught us. Remember Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, afilu mechitzah shabazel, einam afseks ben Yisrael levim shebishmayim. So the way Rashi learns the Gemara, that as long as you have 10 people, the fact that there's a separation between the 10 people doesn't bother me. Tosfos disagrees, because Tosfos says that on one hand we know
that the halacha is indeed like Rabbi Shimon Levi says, that filu mechitza shabarzel ein mafsekes ben Yisrael avin shebishmayim. On the other hand, the Gemara Masechta Ervin says that a mechitza separates into minyan. And therefore, Tosfos learns the Gemara as follows. That he says, we're talking here, if you have a minyan, and there's somebody standing outside, and he hears what's going on in the minyan, he hears the Megillah, or he hears the Shofar, or he hears davening, then the question is, according to Tosfos, Rabbi Shimon Levi will say, that since there was a minyan inside, it's fine. That Rabbi Yehuda is going to say that no, that person is not Yoitza Tefillah B'Tzibur. So the Halach L'Maisa is that if there is a minyan and somebody hears the minyan davening, the Halach is that it's considered a Dam Tefillah B'Tzibur. The question, of course, also is if you have people separate by a wall, and you have half a minyan, you have one part on one side of the wall and another part on the other side of the wall, there the halacha may be that they're not mitzdarif to the minyan because they're not together. The question that the Paiskim discuss is what does it take that they could be mitzdarif? The Mechas Yitzchak says that as long as they see each other, they can combine to a minyan. The Mishnah Brewer is not that confident. He says it must be that not only do they have to be able to see each other, they also have to be in one place. And if they're not together in one place, then maybe not considered a minyan. Haguf kasha b'nas, the Gemara, Amrit, we said in our Mishnah, and Agav lefnim, klefnim. Ha'agaf, the doorway itself, is considered klechutz. But Amos Sefer asked the Gemara, let's continue learning the Mishnah. It said in the Mishnah, an agaf l'chutz, k'l'chutz. So it seems, the agaf k'l'chutz atzma is k'l'fnim. Answers, the Gemara loikasha. Kan b'shari azara. When we speak about the azara, the only outside of the doorway is considered outside. The doorway itself is considered part of the azara. Kan b'shari Yerushalayim, when it comes to Yerushalayim, there, the inside of Yerushalayim is Yerushalayim, but inside of the doorway is not considered Yerushalayim. Damar Hashem Bar Yitzchak, Mnei Malo in the Skatch Yishar Yerushalayim, why indeed did they not make that the Shar Yerushalayim should have a din of Kedusha? Mnei Shem Tzoraim, Megidim Tachteim. The Mitzrayim we know may not be in Yerushalayim. The Mitzrayim we learned earlier in Amasechta was sent out of all three Machnas. So since the Mitzrayim was sent out of all three Machnas, we needed at least a place that they could take refuge if it's raining or whatever, and that was the doorway. But if the doorway had Kedushas Yerushalayim and the Metzora may not be in Yerushalayim, then where will he be able to protect himself? They need to protect themselves as Mechama Bnei Chama V'Gshamim Bnei Gshamim. Amar Mishmuel, so the Gemara says that even though we just learned that the Shari Azara have a Kedusha of the Azara, they left one Shar of the Azara different. V'Amar Mishmuel by Yitzchak, Neymal and Skatchu Shari Nikner. Why does Shari Nikner, which is one of the gates to enter the Azara, did not have this Kedusha? Neish Mitzrayim, Oim Dimsham. The Mitzrayim would stand there, or Machnisim behind us Yadam, that they had to put their big finger of their hand and the feet, into the Azara as part of the process of Azar Stam and on their ear. And if they couldn't stand in the entrance of the Azara, there was no way to do it. So that's why they deliberately left that the doorway of the Shar Nikner should not have Kedusha, so the Metzayru still has the tum on him, should be able to stand there and be able to receive Tahara.